Like you mentioned, corn rootworm is peak time right now. They're feeding on roots as we speak. I've personally dug up roots that have almost no roots left on those heavy corn on corn acres. So I encourage growers to get out there and scout your corn on corn acres for corn rootworm. With that wind that came through, it really showed those fields that have lack of roots and with that goosenecking as well. But get out there and do those root digs, do some root floats to see the larvae that will float to the top and kind of see your severity there. There are a few corn rootworm beetles flying around. I haven't seen a whole lot of them, but they are starting to make their way. They obviously coincide very well with your silking time. They like to chew on those silks, so be scouting for silk clipping. Disease is very prevalent right now. That conversation of disease very much changes from one part of the state to the next part of the state. The conversation about disease up in those extreme drought areas is a much different conversation than further south that have ample moisture. Further south, south of 20, I'd say you have plenty of leaf wetness, a high humidity. It's just not fun to walk in a cornfield in the morning type conditions because you're going to be wet. That's what diseases love thrive in. So northern corn leaf blight is some lesions I've been finding here and there. Tar spot, definitely been seeing that prevalent, not too terrible many lesions, but they are there. Finding them kind of towards the bottom of the plant, but you can find them towards the top of the plant as well. But more further north, you're going to be seeing those diseases that like hot and dry, or more hot or warmer temperatures, like gray leaf spot. I haven't seen any of those lesions yet myself, but I just know gray leaf spot likes a little bit warmer temperatures. Soybean cyst nematodes really like a little bit drier conditions. They really thrive on your droughty soils or your sandier soils. So keep an eye out for soybean cyst nematode infections and some pressures. That's kind of what I've been seeing in the north to south swaths, if you will.